Brandon?
Yeah. What's happening? What it do? Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Scoop.
Yeah. Embark on a transformative journey with King Me Pod, where we dive deep into the challenges and triumph faced by Marty Man. Together, we explore mental health, relationship, career growth, fitness, and the intricacies of masculinity through heartfelt conversation and expert insights. Tune in weekly for inspiring stories, practical tips, and a supportive community committed to personal development and achieving balance in life. What's good, my brother?
Man, you getting better over time, my brother.
Okay, I appreciate that, man.
That was real smooth just now.
Okay, well, you know.
I mean, you a smooth brother. I understand the situation, but that was pretty smooth just now, my brother.
Man,
I like the whole intro thing just now.
Yeah, I be trying to switch it up sometimes, man, because I don't be wanting to say the same thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I be trying to switch it up. What's going on with you, man? It been like, how long? About a couple weeks before you been in the studio. Glad to see you. I miss you. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see you in one piece.
My brother, it feels so good to be back.
Yes, sir.
America, how y'all doing? I'm here. I'm back live in the flesh, my brothers and sisters, kings and queens.
Okay, then.
Ew.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Look at you, man. You looking all good, my brother.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
You looking all good, man. What you got going? I mean, what's good, man? You know, like I told you outside, man, like you slimming up on me, my brother. What you doing? Before you get started.
Okay.
Before you get started, you make me look bad now.
You look good, too.
Come on.
You ain't got that trucker body.
I know, and then, you know, picked up 1-2 pounds. But guess what? Life is good.
Yeah.
That's what they say when you gain weight. Oh, you living pretty good, my brother.
Yeah, that's what they say. You in love?
I like that one. You stuck that one. I like that. That was on point, though. Hey, I have to give you that. That was on point.
What they say.
You quick on your feet, that boy.
Hey, they say when you gain weight, either life is good. Or your boy in the relationship. Ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Boy, you quick on your feet, nephew. You hear me? You quick on your feet, boy. I like that one, dog. I like that one. But yeah, man. Everything good, man. But like I said, you looking good, man. You sticking to the script.
Yeah.
And it sure don't. But you probably don't think you lost anything. But I can tell as soon as I seen you outside, like, okay, my boy, like he, you know, unless that's an extra large, 2X hoodie got on. I mean, I don't know. I know it ain't no medium now, cause don't fake for the people. Nah, I know it ain't no medium.
It's a large. It's a large.
Come on.
But school, I don't be lifting no little weights though.
Come on. I done got them starting now, y'all. Okay, go ahead with it.
But I feel good. Today I feel good anyway. Your boy been working a whole lot lately.
Okay.
That's probably what it is, cause you know I ain't really been eating what I should be eating for the most part, but I just been working a lot.
Okay.
21 days straight.
Man, come on. Ain't no way, boy.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
21 days straight.
I thought you had Saturday and Sundays off of
Something like that. Fourth quarter, man, we kinda getting behind on the numbers and stuff like that, making delivery and stuff like that. So been trying to catch up with that and end the year off with a bang. So.
Okay. Okay, I got you. I respect that.
I don't really like working like that.
I mean, I know you're trying to get to the money and this, that, and third, but how's it on your health though? Like, you know, is you sleeping good? Say that you ain't eating. You ain't eating right, so I know.
I ain't eating right. I ain't sleeping good either because I ain't really been getting. I've been getting up at 3, going to work at 4.
Yeah, man.
I absolutely hate that shit, but.
But hold on, when I told you I have to get up at 4, you know, so I guess I ain't doing shit, basically, is what you telling me. Come on.
You remember in the group chat, talking about that, like, you know, grinding and hustling.
Yeah, I was talking a little shit to you, though.
Y'all boys had rubbed me the wrong way, because y'all don't... Listen, you don't stay on your feet for 12 hours.
That is true.
Man,
is
you sit your ass down.
Oh, easy.
Every time I see you in the videos you post, I swear, I say, boy, lean back, chilling. They had
which
the
is
audacity
true. Which is...
to talk about, man, Brandon, shut your ass up.
I got you, brother. I got you. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Yeah, you're right. You got the point.
Trey, entrepreneur. Granted, he do work. You know what I'm saying? Around the clock, but his around the clock ain't literally like, you know what I'm saying, 12 hours, 18 hours, like straight work. You know what I'm saying? Like he chilling, you know what I'm saying? And then he probably got to get up and go somewhere and do something for a couple hours and then he go back. But he ain't straight working. So I was looking at, you know, me, I understand what y'all boys was talking about. But at the same time, I was like, man, them boys, they basically like sitting desks and stuff like that, man. Y'all just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, you know, we'll
just 12 hours.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're just fucking with you.
Motivate.
For the most part, man. So,
a little motivated.
You know, and then after you know, I drop what I drop in the comment section and everything else, we got a little shit with the conversation. So, you know, everything good, my brother. Everything good.
So. I like that dialogue, though.
We needed that. Sometimes you need that, brother.
So what been going on with you, man? I like the frames on you.
Ah, man.
I might have to borrow that.
For one, I appreciate it, my brother. I appreciate it. And for two, just coming off a birthday week, which was, you know, it was pretty cool, though. It's pretty cool, man. Birthday was on Monday. And, I got some love in there. But, you know, I really don't, you know, birthday is a birthday, another day to me.
For real?
Yeah, that's all it is. Because somebody, I'm like, why are you not? For one, why are you working on your birthday? I'm like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, some people, you should take out for your birthday, this and that. No, I'm not doing that. Like, it's just another day to me, though. I mean, it is a special day.
Yeah, it's a special day.
It's
a special holiday.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. You know, I'm like, you take a day off from work, and then, you know, it ain't that serious to me, though.
I ain't taking no day off on my birthday.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it ain't that serious to me. Like, oh, why you ain't took no day off for your birthday? We'll go celebrate. Nah, for what, though? That money ain't taking a day off. Let's go get to it.
Hey, I ain't even
Let's go get to it, brother.
When I kind of think about stuff like that, you ain't never, like, I feel like I should celebrate myself a little more. You don't feel that way?
Yeah, I do.
Like, having the opportunity to be like, okay, let me celebrate myself.
But then when I think about it.
You feel like you got to accomplish something before you celebrate?
Yeah.
I don't know. How you feel about that? Because more and more I think about it, I'm like, man, I don't celebrate myself enough.
I mean, let me see if I can put this right here, man. Yeah, I think we should celebrate ourselves more, but it's like, I know we've done a lot, you know. And... let me see what I'm trying to say, man. I know what I'm trying to say, but I'm trying to see how to get it out, man. But long story short, brother, like, I think we do need to celebrate ourselves more, though, man. Because we have accomplished a whole lot, for one, with the podcast right here, though.
There's
something to celebrate right here.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
And, life.
Life itself, man.
Man.
But it's like, would you celebrate, like, you know, then once you're out there doing your thing, you know, celebrating this and that, like, damn, I could have been doing, you know. Like, what's next? That's how I'll be looking at it, though. Like, why celebrate when I can, you know, do a little bit more and everything? Like, what is there to celebrate, though? Like, let's keep the shit going.
Yeah, I don't think there's no right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, depending on how you feel. I was just looking at it from the perspective of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all got expiration date.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And the more I work, the more I realize, man, first of all, my uncle said this, how about the curse? My uncle said this a couple weeks ago. He said, hey, man, work is overrated. Work is overrated, I swear to God.
Damn. Work is overrated.
It is, though, because more and more I think about it, man, that, you know, how people call it corporate plantation, even though it provide, you know, pay my bills and take care of my family.
Right.
It got to be something else, boy, to it. Which we are doing things outside of that, but more and more I realize it, man. I think jobs are for you a stepping stone for you to pay for, help fund your vision. Mm. Whatever vision you got, you know what I'm saying? I think if a person, young, especially a young person, if they go in and go into work, and they have in their mind, this job is for to help me fund my vision, whatever I want to do in life. Instead of, like, I got to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of change the perspective of it. You know what I mean?
I like where you're going this right here, my brother.
So, yeah. All that. But, it's a, you know, I guess we didn't got started 10 minutes in. I want to ask you a question.
I want to give you an answer.
Okay. And, well, I guess the question is, man, because I was thinking about this today. And I said, man, you know what? We can talk about this today. Where were you, if you had an opportunity to move anywhere in the world, where would you move at and why?
Anywhere in this world, where and why? That's a good question, my brother.
But no, I ain't put that in the chat.
Nah, I just thought about it. You know how to do it. Shit on the fly, man. So that's even better. My dream spot was always Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't got no specific spot in Florida, but you know, I just love Florida though.
Is the weather, the water. You look like a Miami type of
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that kind of vibe, right?
Yeah,
you Miami. Feel me?
Definitely Miami.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it is about Florida though, bro.
Yeah.
I really don't, but I always, you know, maybe the last 10 to 12 years ago, I'm like, well, you know what? I really want to end up in Florida for real.
Yeah.
You know, the weather, you know, all that kind of stuff, and just
Just the vibe out there.
Yeah, just the vibe down there in Florida. Just so real chilled and shit like that, man. So I'll probably have to say Florida.
Florida?
Yeah, I'll probably say Florida.
Why? Is there any particular reason why you didn't move there yet? Just the opportunity?
Yeah, I just feel as though it wasn't the right time, I guess. I really ain't got an answer for that part, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, because, I really ain't got no answer for that part. I just ain't never, you know, slid down there.
Word.
Type of shit, man. So yeah, that's about what I could say about that part.
Your position, I mean, I know you're doing pretty good now, but you think it'd be a lot different if you was to move down into Florida, away from family and everything else? Like, you think, you know what I'm saying, your mindset and everything else,
yes.
You think you would have been a lot more farther ahead where you wanted to be at?
I would say yeah. Because, I mean, my people already know I don't give a damn about moving now.
Yeah, I know they know.
Yeah, they already know that I don't give a damn about moving. I holler at y'all on the flip side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't give a damn about moving now. They know that. But yeah, I think the first time I moved out, I was down there in Charleston for a while. And young, mid-20s, first time out there having my own spot. So you know your boy wide up.
Yeah.
I was wide up, so... You know, then I ain't had this kind of mindset, you know, that I have now, you know, going out there and get it, hustling this, that, third, you know, trying to, you know, invest, you know, the whole thing we got going on now. But I will say now it'll be totally different.
Yeah.
It would be totally different. Because, you know, when you back at the house, man, you got mama right there, daddy right there, sister, you know, whoever back at the house with you and everything. And, you know, you got all this support, woo-de-woo, you know, because if, you know, I need a bar, yada, yada, you know, your people got you and everything. But once you move away, boy, you know, I mean, they still going to look out, but now it seems like you got to go 10 times harder, not because you ain't got nobody around you.
Right, and that's the reason why, you know what I'm saying, I was thinking about that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and it probably the title of this, you know what I'm saying, this session right here is Shark in the Fish Tank.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know what I'm saying? And okay. I was thinking about, you know, because I had to work today, man. I was just thinking about the fact me and this guy was talking, and he was talking about most of the time when you're young, you know, a lot of times people feel comfortable staying around home a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Now, I did kind of went off and stuff like that and got homesick, you know. And home always gonna be home, you know
That's
what I mean?
True.
And you're gonna always come back to home.
That's true.
But like I personally, the way I be looking at things now, and I kind of encourage my kids to do the same thing, I really want them to move off, man. I think that's the only way you're going to be able to, I mean, it's other ways. You can grow around, you know what I'm saying, your hometown and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you won't grow to your full potential unless you kind of venture off.
You got to. You got to, bro. You got to.
Like, I feel like you can't even, to be honest, though, school, I feel like, you know how I felt when you was off on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, away from, you know, your close family and stuff like that, man. Like, man, even though you was having fun, but at the same damn time, boy, like, you know, like, getting out there, being around different environments,
mm-hmm.
that shit really played a role in the way you think, how you think on the fly, how you interact with people, you know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that stuff. I mean, you still can get that same experience around here,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, around family, because I feel that right now. But at the same time, I just know if I ever fall, I always have a safety net.
Right.
And then that's what I was thinking about, like, removing the safety net from, you know what I'm saying?
Going,
if you remove the safety net, like how, what that motivation speaker guy name, man? E.T.?
Yeah.
E.T., I was listening to one of his, him on iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to, man, about removing the safety net.
Mm-hmm.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And a lot of times, you can go hard. I mean, people think they going hard, but they ain't going as hard as they can because they got a safety net.
That's true. That's very true. Boy, you know, look, you talking today, boy.
Yeah, so it's like.
You talking today, boy.
You know, like, and that's what kind of made me kind of really thought about that, bro. I ain't going to lie, man. Removing this safety net, growing, taking the shark out the fish tank
mm-hmm.
and putting him in the water with the rest of the sharks right there.
That boy talking. Talk that talk, Jared. Talk that talk.
I think it's time though. You know what I'm saying? I believe it's time to you know, that almost like you got everything,
mm-hmm.
you didn't plan, you got the plan right, man. You've been mm-hmm. doing this shit, you know what I'm saying, as long as you can. Now is the time to really go out there and be amongst the other sharks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And go for what you know. You know what I'm saying?
Say how you felt in them waters, boy.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about. I love it, man.
And yes, little sharks, you know what I'm saying? The life expectancy of a shark, man, you know, especially in the big ocean like that,
mm-hmm.
You would think because they're a shark, they live a long time. You know what I'm saying? But it start off small though. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I don't think it'd be around like the mother shark for too long,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Eventually, they got to swim on their own, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to learn how to hunt, all the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And what best way to learn how to hunt is by your damn self. I mean, you be shown, you can see it, but at some point in time, you got to go out there and do it yourself.
Oh, man, that boy talking today,
you got to do it. You got to do it yourself, man.
Hey, what OG name is today, man, that gave you that word right there, boy? Well, shout out to OG. Well, first off, shout out to the OG, man.
The OG.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, he ain't gave me that. He was just really talking.
I mean, you know I know that. I understand that.
You know.
I mean, still shout him out, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the OG, man. I don't know his name. But,
shout out to Eric Dees. He an OG, though, for real.
Shout out to Eric, man.
He been in the Navy, too, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's some good stuff.
It was just me and him today, though, at work.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, he was speaking from the perspective of his son or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to push him out there. And you know,
make
mistakes.
Young kid.
Yeah, young. He probably in his mid-20s.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Young 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I keep thinking about that. Like right now, what coming to my mind now
mm-hmm.
is Baby Boy.
Come on.
When Vin Raines told him he got that I think it's called Oedipus complex or something like that.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? See, you think your mama, your woman, see.
Boy, you fool. Hey,
some people, You know what I'm saying? I'm for real, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people can't. I'm a mama's boy, though. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
I am too.
Yeah, I'm a mama's boy. I don't know if that's a bad thing. Women throw that in your damn face.
I like it.
Well, you see, you a mama's boy. I'm like, what the hell you want me to be? Hey, for real, what else you want me to be, man? I'm a mom. Yeah, damn right, I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah, I had a little female trouble like that one time, two times. Yeah. Tell me, you a mama's boy. You don't think you, but you a mama's boy. I'm like, yo, you chill out now, chill out.
Hey, what do you think? They be trying to compete with the mama or something? What be going on, man?
I don't know
what that is either.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm a mama's boy. I love the hell out of my damn mama, man. Mm-hmm. And I remember I love this story about me and her because when I first went off into the military, mm-hmm. and I went off in the military, I went to Fort Lewis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And man, that joint was so crazy, man. Matter of fact, the first couple of days I was there, this guy had a nervous breakdown, dog. They had him on suicidal watch. The first, and we ain't hit boot camp yet.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Boy, just basically shit on himself, everything else, man. He had a whole mental breakdown.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
And y'all just got off the damn bus,
Yeah, we just got off the airplane, got on the bus, rode all the way in the woods. Basically, it was 3.5 hours away from the airport. And we rode to Fort Leonard Wood base. And so basically, man, Buddy had a whole breakdown. I said, man, we ain't really got started yet. You know what I'm saying? That's the process where we getting all our, we eating, we signing paperwork, and then we also getting our uniforms and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Our rucksack, everything. So we spent 3 days in that process right there. Mm-hmm. And then we get on the bus to go to base to start boot camp. You know what I'm saying? And man, I remember when I got on that bus, Scoop Boy, it was like a cattle shuttle. You know, the little shuttle where they have cows and stuff on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Horses. Okay. It was something like that. Gotcha. Everybody was just like standing up, holding. You know what I'm saying? And then the drill sergeants was like hiding amongst us, man. We didn't even know they was drill sergeants. We thought they was regular soldiers.
Oh, man.
Man, they started, as soon as we drove off from the place that we was at to go into base, man, they started doing all that yelling, cursing, spitting in your face, like pointing their fingers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, listen, I had a whole culture shock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to dip when we stopped, right? Had to get our stuff, man. My whole mindset was off, boy. All that yelling had threw me off, man. All that cursing, I ain't knew what was going on, man. And they had like the siren noise in the background. It's like I was panicking then, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I said, oh shit, what the hell I got myself into? So we got to our barracks and put everything up, man. We had to do like push-ups. We had to get ourselves ready to go do PT. We had to run. That first couple weeks was, they call it hell week. The first 2 weeks was really hell, dog. And I remember when we got the first phone call. I got the first phone call that made almost like I was in prison.
Right.
Like I got a chance to call my mama. You know what I'm saying? Call back home. I didn't say I called my mama, but I called back home, right?
Yeah.
You know, my daddy. Nah, this joker, he ain't answer the phone. My mama asked him the phone. I said, I'm sitting there crying, like, Ma, I'm ready to go home, Ma. And so she was on the other end. No, she was on the other end, man. And she didn't say nothing. But I think on the other, she did tell me on the other end, like, she was crying.
Oh, okay.
But she couldn't let me know that she was hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I was like, damn, this woman ain't got, I ain't getting no reaction to that. I'm doing this crying on the phone. Hey, mama, I appreciate you, man.
Man.
I
swear to God, yo.
Because she would have cried, that would have really even more made me panic.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And, you know, I was like, damn, man. So after I realized she didn't cry, she didn't react, and she didn't do nothing, she's like, well, Brandon, she said, just get through it. You got this. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. You got this. That shit was so dry. But always think she had no motivation, your boy. That my first time away from home, man. I was like 19 years old.
I got you.
That was my first time away from home, man. And that probably wasn't the best decision I ever made. I went through that jump, man, and I passed with flying colors.
Okay.
And I say all that to say, man, that right there was the moment in my life, man. I think that was the moment in my life, man, that I realized I could do anything. Because they put me through so much. Mm-hmm. They put everybody through it. A lot of people didn't make it. A lot of people, like I told you about a little buddy, Suicide Watch. He was on Suicide Watch. We had like 8 people who went AWOL. Just ran away. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So, not to cut you off, but did they go through any of the physical stuff? Or how?
That one guy didn't. The one that had mental shit breakdown, he didn't go. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why. I think he did that for the money. But just to say, hey, listen, I can't work. You know what I'm saying? Right. But the other people that went AWOL, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit was hell now. Nah. Mm-hmm. It was hell. Like, I remember just give you some moments about like boot camp, man, how I end up we go to chow, then we had to eat, you know what I'm saying? Them 2 weeks we had to eat within like 5 minutes now.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Okay then. As soon
boy, as ain't no way, boy.
You get your food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a long line because we had, I forgot how many people we had in that unit, mm-hmm. but it was a long-ass line. As soon as you get your food, you sat down, 5 minutes, and they in your face, like, hurry up. What you waiting on? What, you think you back at the house chilling or something like that?
Boy, no way, boy.
Man.
What do you say, five minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes. The first 2 weeks, I lost so much weight, it was crazy. I ain't had time to eat.
Boy.
And you eat 3 times a day.
3 times a day.
Yeah, 3 times a day.
A total of 15 minutes.
Total 15 minutes. Yep. Boy, listen, tough, I was so damn hungry, man. Like, late at night, man. Oh, man, boy, you talking about people going through withdrawals?
Ain't no way, boy.
Man.
Ain't shit for 2 weeks.
Yeah, for 2 weeks straight. And then after them 2 weeks, you got at least 10 minutes. You know, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
A long-ass time compared to 5 minutes.
I ain't lying. Good boy.
And then towards the end, being in basic training, man, them last 2 weeks, man, basically we had like, you know, we went up to 15, 20 minutes to eat. So they let us chill a little bit.
So how long, if you can answer, how long is the whole basic training? How long that lasts though?
9 weeks, and then you got AIT. That's another, depending on what school. See, I was a combat engineer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost same thing, infantry, but combat, and only reason why I went there is because of, you know, the bonus. They got a bonus, like $10,000 bonus.
Oh, damn.
That's the only reason why I went.
I didn't.
Nobody ain't really told me that was one of the most dangerous jobs to get into.
That's tough.
Sweeping mines and stuff like that. Finding mines and stuff like that in the minefields, blowing shit up. You know what I'm saying?
So how do they go about putting you in different, I guess, departments or something like that in the military? How does that work?
Yeah, the AIT test. Okay. Yeah, okay. Basically. If you score high, mm-hmm. You know, you get better jobs, but them better jobs don't come with no bonuses or nothing like that.
Mm.
So I was 19 years old. $10,000 sounds like a lot of money.
I hear that, boy.
So I went with the bonus. Been at 19. That was like 2005. Hell yeah, 2000. Yeah, 2005, dog.
But you don't get that whole 10 stacks up front, though. I mean, like, you know, all at one time.
Nah, you go 5,000. How about they tax the hell out of that shit, too? I said, think about that, yeah. Hey, they even told me they was going to tax that money.
Yeah.
Hey, they tax the hell out of that money, too, man. But, yeah, like, you get it when you cross 3 years, mm-hmm. or, well, 2 years, you get $5,000, and then towards the end of your contract, you get the other $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I that part, I ain't knew that either until I got in, man. Them recruiters, boy, was just...
They don't tell you shit.
Yeah, they don't tell you nothing, man. But, yeah, but basically, man, you know, that whole adventure for me, dog, like, you know, I kind of got out there and I found out who I really was.
You needed that, though, brother.
Yeah.
You needed that, man.
And that's really what it is, though. that's really what it is, man. That's the reason why I say not having that mentality to, you know, just kind of get out there. Man, fear cripple a whole lot of people, dog.
That's true. That's true. And I was just going to, yeah, go ahead.
I'm doing all that talking.
Nah, you good. I was just going to say something about, you know, the fact of that you're that young, you know, you started to go to the military or whatever. And, you know, some fact of you seen people out there that, you know, like I said, either went AWOL or have a nervous breakdown, just standing third. You said you never been in that type of situation before with all that hollering and sirens going off and, you know, the fang in your face and spitting and this, that, like the whole situation of boot camp or whatever, like, you know, something in you had a, you know, a shift or something like that in your mind or something going on with you that made you want to stay out there, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like you're saying, like, you know, going to, you know, where would I move to, you know, at this and third, but, you know, like something made you stay out there and you know, endure all that pain, they boy. Cause that was pain, now.
Yeah, that was pain.
That was pain, boy. But you know what I'm saying? You stay out there, you stuck with it. And like you said, you know, it had, you know, it changed you a little bit. You know, it shaped you in that, you know, just, yeah, you know, it shaped you in a way or whatever. And, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, now, boy. You know, that ain't bad, eh, boy? That ain't bad at all, you know.
That's the reason why I know for a fact that whatever, especially a young man, sometimes, you know, before I went into the military, I'll use this. Before I went in, my grandma said, she told me, she said, Brandon, this was during 9/11 now, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
And it was 2003 when I graduated. And then she was like, you know, she was alive then. Mm-hmm. She said, Brandon, you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, Grandma, I'm thinking about going to the military, man. She's like, she wanted me to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, I did try the college route.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I just, I don't know. I said, school ain't for me.
So I said,
you know, my grandma said, promise me you won't go in the military.
Mm.
I said, Grandma, I said, I promise you.
Yeah.
And then she passed away, like, in that November.
Oh, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Tough.
And I was, you know, so I was going to college. I just couldn't focus out of that. You know what I'm saying?
So where you went to college at?
Man, I went in tech.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I went to tech, and that brings up to what I was. You know, I'm glad you asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to go to Florida State.
Stop it.
Through an ROTC program.
Oh, that's tough, boy.
And you know why I ain't went?
I'm listening.
That fear we was talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It fear, and also, you know, I ain't never been off from home.
Too far away from home.
You know what I'm saying? And so I said, you know what, I just go to tech.
Yeah.
And then when my grandma passed away, I said, basically, I couldn't focus right. And mm-hmm. even during that time, I was kind of grieving and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know how to handle the fact that, you know what I'm saying, my grandma passed away because she was like, you know what I'm saying, my mama. You
gotcha,
know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And I just couldn't focus. And so I went on, I felt bad because I broke the promise that I made to her, you know what I'm saying, before mm-hmm. she passed away, even the same year. I said, Grandma, I promise. I ain't going to the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I promise. She said, promise me. I promise. And then I went.
Man, come on, man. You can't do that, Renee, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I went in.
You can't do that, man.
I did, man. I went in and, you know, and it made me kind of felt kind of bad that I, you know what I'm saying, I broke that little promise. But, you mm-hmm. know, and she didn't know, she didn't know no better, man. More and more I think about it, you know, sometimes, like, older people are even, you know what I'm saying, family members, friends,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, they put fear in you without mm-hmm. they knowing they putting fear in you. Sometimes they have a fear themselves, and then they put that fear on you, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And even though I did went, and, you know, I was like, dang, I didn't broke my promise to my grandma, man.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, you had to stay in there and go through everything that they you through.
I did.
Mm. That's tough, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I went. Only reason why I did that is because, you know, I was like, damn, I can't go back home.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about my mama, boy, I'm gonna tell you. One thing about her, because, you know, you like, okay, I was like 19 18, 19 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to Tech. And I said, you know, coming back home, you know what I'm saying, after school or whatever. You know, my mom had made it very comfortable for me staying in the house now.
Shit, no.
Like, I'm going to tell you what she was doing, right, before I went in the military, what she was doing. She was waking up early in the damn morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30, back in the damn floor. I'm like, mom, what are you doing? You doing 6:30 in the morning? You going back in the floor? She making all types of noise. Mm-hmm. Brandon, come take the trash out. You know what I'm saying? So she was so aggravating, dog. I said, I got to get the hell mm-hmm. out of here, man. Mm-hmm. I got to get mm-hmm. the hell mm-hmm. out of here. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I say I left. I got to get the hell out of here, man. So when I did call her, when we finally got that phone call, that phone call since I've been in boot camp for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and she was just like, you know, not saying too much, that even though I was crying on the phone, but I really appreciate her not saying anything.
Right.
But even in that moment, I was like, boy, I can't go back home, man. My mama gonna aggravate the hell out of me.
You know that.
So, you know. That's the other part of one of the reasons why I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She didn't really make it easy for me
to
be there and be comfortable at home. I guess hindsight, I feel like that's a good thing.
That's a damn good thing. To be honest with you, boy. That's a damn good thing, man.
But what about in today's time, man? Like, you know the challenges now in school, because mm-hmm. I got a 17-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And she getting ready. The next year she'll be a senior. And so she gonna be going through the same thing. But how I prepare her by certain things, man, I just kinda got her in a mode to wanna go off mm-hmm. and do things. You know what I'm saying? Don't limit your own opportunities, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I get ready to say. But basically, like I realize now, like, these kids are a little different, you know okay. what I'm saying? Like, I give you an example. Some people, their kids then went to college, and then, you know what I'm saying, the kids kind of moved back home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, me growing up, being 18, 19, like, my people was ready to kick me out, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, especially my mama, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't know if, I mean, things have changed.
Look here, dad don't give a damn. Get your ass up out of here.
Boy, that like kick your ass off the boat and say swim back to shore.
Oh shit!
I don't know how to swim. Boy. You about to learn today.
Get your ass off.
Get your ass off the boat.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. But go ahead.
Hey, that tough love. That tough love, man.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I don't know if we can kind of treat the kids the same way though, brother. I don't know. They look fragile, man.
Very ain't no love.
Like mentally.
Ain't no love, ain't that shit.
Mentally very. Fragile.
But you know, and it's also the parents, man. It's also the parents. Why are you gonna, you know, by 18 or 21, you gotta get up out of the house. But you know, by that time, if they ain't, you know.
But that's a hard thing, man. You rather your child be out there and ain't prepared.
Shit, yeah, get your ass up out of here. Shit, you gonna find a damn way. Shit, you gotta get the hell up out of him.
Hey, dog, you say that, nah, man. There's no way in hell, man.
But,
come on, man.
But I got a little girl, so that's the, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, is it different?
Yeah, it is different. It is different.
Boy, it's a difference.
Don't fake now, because, you know, come on now. You got a little girl, and you about to kick their ass up at 18 or 21 or whatever, and tell them go find their way.
No, I won't do that. But what if, like, say when you have a son, right, and your son throw up in your face, you ain't kid Zoe out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel some type of way about your son bringing that up.
Mm-mm. Get your ass out my face. Go sit down. So, matter of fact, pack your shit right now, cause you're doing too damn much shit. Get your ass on through. Shit, you worry about the wrong damn thing,
man. I love it though, man. More and more, I kind of, you know, I realize, man, that humans
mm-hmm.
are the only creatures on this earth that always want to shelter their motherfucking kids, boy.
Man, listen, boy.
Like, you can listen, think about boy. All every animal is, man. I remember watching this video, man. I actually seen this in person as as a kid, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. First time I ever seen a bird, mama's bird, a mama bird kicking it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying kicking it, but basically encouraging the baby birds, little chicks to fly. Mm. First time I've seen, I seen this in person when I was 12 years old, man.
Oh, okay.
And basically the bird, man, that tree, boy, that tree was so high out there.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop, that shit had to be about down 20 foot up there, boy. Real talk. That mm-hmm. jump was way up there.
Yeah.
And that bird, that little chick had jumped out the damn nest and fell straight down. That chick flew out.
Look, I thought it might be a good story.
I was like, oh snap. Hey.
Oh man. Hey, Come on, bro.
I was walking because I was throwing something in the dumpster.
I thought this shit hit my end good, man.
I mean, it didn't end good. It get worse after that, dog.
Go ahead, man.
Because basically when the little chick had jumped out the nest,
mm-hmm.
It fell straight down, man, and then it hit the concrete.
Woo.
And it rolled a couple times. I'm being dramatic.
You know you got to sell the story now. You got to sell it.
This is the guy's truth, man. So the little chick just kind of, like, lay there. I thought it was dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went over there and walked towards it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that mama bird came flying out the nest, mm-hmm. man, trying to peck my head.
Yeah.
And it was kind of raining that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running towards the house, man, because I was trying to peck my head. And I slipped. And I fell face first and chipped my tooth, man. Like, fabulous. I had the fabulous for a little minute. Man, I still got the fabulous. I ain't never trying to fix it, man. That's just my trademark, right? That's my trademark. But nah, that's
with a damn bird.
Yeah, that's a true story. But that's the bird ended up living. But at the same time, like, that's my very first time seeing. Now, the other little three birds ended up flying.
Mm-hmm.
But that one particular bird did, you know what I'm saying?
That shit crazy.
And sitting here thinking about it, man, the revelation of that dog was, and I ain't really realized that, I ain't thought about this, you know, when I was 12.
Go ahead.
But man, it made me thought, even when you try to jump out there and fly,
mm-hmm.
and you fall down, and that shit, you gonna feel it. Get your ass back up, man.
You got to.
That's really what it is, though, man.
You got to.
Get your ass back up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, broke neck and everything. Get your ass back up.
Look here, you're going to have to figure that shit out mid-air.
Yeah, mid-air. I'm like, oh, shit. Damn.
Because you know if you hit that motherfucking, oh, I'm sorry, I ain't meant to curse like that.
Yeah, now. Go ahead.
If you hit that ground kind of ways now, it going to hurt.
Oh, it going to hurt.
But if you figure out how to use them wings, okay, then. You might be good, my brother.
Yeah.
You might be good. Now, I seen something on, since you're talking about the little bird situation, I was looking on Instagram, you know, just scrolling through whatever, and I forgot what kind of bird it was, but, you know, I don't know how high it was because it was just, you know, it was just focused on the little nest and everything. And the mama bird probably had about four little birds up in that thing or whatever. And the mama bird, because one of them started whining. Stay the one. So what they said, what they do is they keep the bait, you know, the one that's always whining, they kick him out. They kick him out the nest over there because now they causing more attention to them when they try to, they up so high so nobody really knows they up there. So now they endangering the whole, you know what I'm saying, ooh, the whole family. So what they do is, yeah, she legit pick her baby up and threw him out the damn nest, boy. I said, that's tough.
But nature is...
I said, that's tough. Endangering the whole family by knowing that whining and shit. And had to keep my boy out, boy. I said, that's tough.
Boy, that's treacherous.
I said, that's tough. So I said, so they living like that for real?
Yeah.
They living like that for real, boy. I said, I forgot what kind of bird it was, though. But they said... They just pick them up and just toss them over the damn side, boy.
That is tough, though, man. Dang. You know, that's a hard decision to make. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's tough.
That is tough, man. Hey, and truthfully,
mm-hmm.
truthfully, brother, that's the reason why I feel like we don't be hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know, with mental health and everything else going on, man, people losing their mind and shit like that. And I try to be careful about what I'm saying, man, because, you know, Lord knows I go through what I go through too. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, anxiety, all this other stuff, man, I go through. But at the same time, at the end of the day, man, you got to build some calluses in your mind, man, the mental strength. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Sometimes you just got, so you've been washing dishes too long, man. Come on, you got to build them calluses up. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Boy, it's backy right now. Yeah. I like that. That was pretty smooth, though. I like how you put that in there, boy.
Yeah, because at times, man, I you know, at some point in time, you're gonna have to toughen your ass up, man.
That's real.
Boy, listen, Scoot, life ain't something that's supposed to be easy, bro.
That's true.
Like, and you know, my biggest thing is, and I might be ranting a little bit, man.
Go ahead and talk.
You know, at the same time, people be thinking that they the only ones who be going through shit. You know what I'm saying? Boy, you ain't the only one. Boy, listen, if you waking up in the morning, and if you God gave you health and strength, man, you already winning right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's
man,
real.
Get your crybaby ass up, man. Like that, what you just said about that damn bird, and start your damn crying, man. Start doing all that damn crying, bro. At some point in time, it's okay to cry, but at some point in time, your ass gonna have to chill out. Just man, at least you gonna have to man up, man.
That's real. That's real.
Hey, man, I ain't even gonna lie. I get frustrated about that. There's a lot of people be going through it, boy.
Nah, I mean that's definitely real, man. Cause I know some people like that, you know, and then they just
said it's all story.
You know,
want
saying?
You to feel bad.
Oh my God, I ain't gonna lie. The first two times you gonna get me now.
Yeah,
you gonna get me the first two times.
They didn't got me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. The first two times you gonna get me. And then once I figure out, like, damn, boy, you keep on coming with the same bullshit every damn time I talk to you. Now ain't nothing changed about your situation, and it don't seem like you're trying to make your situation even better. So what are we talking about?
You know now, what they want? You know what they want?
Go ahead.
Man, they want somebody to breastfeed them, man.
That's what it is.
I'm dead serious.
Put that titty in their mouth.
That's really what it is, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the reason why the way I feel, you know, it's okay to go through it and looking for that, man. But, man, at some point in time, man, you're going to have to man up. You know what I'm saying? And that go for every area in your life, man. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to have that little moment, but every area in your life, you're going to have to man your ass up, man, and start doing all that crying and get with some winners.
That's it, man.
Change your circle up. Change your environment up.
That's one of the biggest things really too, brother.
Changing the circle up?
Yeah, you got to. You got to, man. Because if you be around some, you know, like I call them clowns and shit all the time, you know.
Clowns.
You can be the next clown, you know, in your circle and shit, man. So get yourself around people that actually doing something.
I ain't even gonna lie. This young guy that I know. I don't want to get too much details.
Of course not.
Because, you know, they may be listening to the show. And if you ain't listening to the show, you need to tune in. What your problem is.
Kimi Podcast. Okay, you catch us on, what you catch us on, Cherry? Just let them know what you catch us on.
Instagram. Man, go to Instagram, man. We post everything, man. Kimi_pod.
Come on,
tune in.
Come on.
But anywho.
Yes, sir.
What I want to say was, this young guy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to say too much.
Nah.
But anyway, it's a clown that he really look up to. And I be trying to talk to this.
I be trying to talk to this young man.
I be trying to talk to this young man, dog. And without giving no details or saying anything,
I'm trying to come off as hating. Go ahead.
I'm like, man, you know you're better than this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. You know, I be saying all the things. And boy, he still be falling behind this damn clown. And I just, the moral of that story is, some people destined to be clowns.
I love it, my boy.
Yeah, some people just destined to be clowns, man.
I'm telling you, though, but you know, we laughing about the shit, but the shit is real, though.
And it's sad.
The shit is definitely real, and it's definitely sad, brother.
It is.
The more you try to help, you know, your people out and shit, and they looking up to these clowns, you know, like, it's almost like, what?
Man.
Like, why?
Why, bro? You know what they need to do? For all the clowns out there.
Go ahead, talk to the clown.
For all the clowns. I'm going to tell you what you need
to do. And clowns only.
Yeah, clowns only. This is what you need to do. Guess what? I got this regimen when it comes out to beer products.
Come on, man. Talk to them, people. I knew you was brewing up something.
Listen,
I knew you was brewing up something, brother.
My guy, Jay Chappelle, man, got the best product on the game, on the shelf. It's not in stores right now, but you can definitely go to the website, jchappelle.com. And trust me.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all haven't seen my beer, I probably need to post it. But it's definitely a product. It's vegan product. And it definitely works, man. Scoot, you've been using the product, man. I see your stuff growing, man.
I have. I ain't gonna sit here and fake though. So since you told me how to properly use it.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing that. So I've been I think you said use it twice a week.
I put it on two times in a day. So early in the morning, and then late at night. I don't put no oil on. I just put the beer balm on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because when you get up in the morning, sometimes it be brittle, especially around this time of the year.
Gotcha,
when it's cold, yeah, it be a little brittle.
Damn, so I'm still messing up, man. Cause I thought you said twice still, a week.
I can tell you you've been doing it. So yeah, for all the clowns out there, man, listen, you definitely want to use check out Jay Chappelle.
My guy.
Make sure.
My guy. Hey, that was some good stuff for them clowns today, man.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff for them clowns.
So what you got for the tip of the day? I know you got something for the tip of the day, man.
You kind of caught me off guard, man. I think this is a perfect time for you, brother, because you've been throwing out gems all day. So I think, you know, it's on the right that you giving them people what they want. Come on.
Listen, man, if you thinking about starting a business, going back to school, or if you just want to grind or work, man, just stay locked in. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Don't be scared, man. Listen, that part of the process. If you feel like you're going to mess up, you ain't got to have all the answers. Because who the hell got all the answers? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have all the answers, man. If you fail, get your ass back up, man. That's all. Simple as that, man. Stay focused. Keep grinding. You're going to see it happen.
I like that, my brother. I love it, actually. Thank y'all for listening to the Kimmy Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This your boy, Scoop.
Your boy, Brandon.
And we out.
Yes, sir.